athi uThixo kuMathewu 6:33, funani tanci ubunkumkani bamazulu zaye nezinye izinto enizifunayo ziyakongezelelwa, kodwa into emaniyifuna ekuqala kukuphathwa ngenhla.
Eden FM, your voice in paradise.
Continue the conversation with our guest, the Western Cape Minister of Finance and Economic Opportunities, David Emanuel. Welcome, sir. It's so good to see you again. You're looking younger day by day. And of course, we have Head of Department of Economic Development and Tourism, Solly Fourie, also with us again in the studio. And of course, a young lady joining us in studio with all the Jeds. It's always good. Chief Director, Green Economy Department of Economic Development and Tourism, Helen Davies. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you here. And yes, as mentioned, we are back. And it is also obviously to discuss how the Western Cape government is helping businesses in the Western Cape, which is so important. And if you had tuned in to our show last week, you would have heard our discussion about the support for those interested in starting a business. Finding funding for your business was discussed, obviously for your business idea, or some of the challenges that businesses face today. And we are going to dive a bit deeper into how the provincial government is working hard to help businesses with these challenges. Always a challenge, eh? For every, and I can see, I can actually see you guys were very busy this week. I can just see it on your faces. So, Minister Mainir, great to see you again. Let's just recap on some of the biggest challenges facing entrepreneurs and business owners in the Western Cape.
I think, as you said, you know, in these conditions, business conditions are tough, and many businesses are facing some big challenges. Over the last month, I've visited many businesses. I visited Cellulo Technologies. I visited Tokozani Wines and Phoenix Marine, both in Cape Town and outside Cape Town, to go and see for myself. And we've seen business facing a lot of challenges. Load shedding, which we'll talk about a little bit later. In the informal economy, the lack of space to expand your business. Among small businesses, a lack of access to funding. And in the digital economy,
yes,
often a lack of skills. So there are some really big challenges that businesses are facing. But at the same time, it's not all bad news. There are some businesses out there who are innovating, who are discovering new markets, new technologies, and are innovating and are building their business. But at the end of the day, business conditions are tough. Businesses are facing major challenges, and it's our role as government to be out there supporting business. Because as I like to say, the more employers we have, the more employees we have, and that's how we want to support the economy in the Western Cape.
And I know there's obviously some people that's tune in and obviously streaming. And for those of you that's obviously local and would like to send us a WhatsApp message or an SMS, our WhatsApp line is 0618621065. Or if you'd like to SMS us, the number is 32158, keyword business supply. So also you can just check on the website, and of course everything will come through. But Minister, load shedding, yes, this is a topic of discussion. I know the past couple of weeks has been horrendous with all the things that's been happening, especially in South Africa, and it seems to be a weekly occurrence by now. So I'm sure many business owners are concerned about the impact of this and obviously for their businesses. I'm aware of the Western Cape government has been doing a lot to build energy resilience in the province. Just give us just broaden up a bit more about that.
Well, load shedding, as you say, is a big challenge. It has become almost routine, and it is affecting businesses' bottom line. Think you're running a small business like a paving company, for example. The power goes off, you can't cut your paving stones, work stops, and businesses start to lose money. So it is a big challenge. But we in the province and the city of Cape Town, I think, have done certainly more than any other province to build energy resilience. And we've done that in two ways. I mean, the first is we've engaged with municipalities throughout the province to try to enable residents and businesses to convert to solar PV. And we've done that by implementing policies and bylaws and tariff structures. And then we've also gone out and we've engaged with business about installing solar PV. And there have been more than 60 businesses that we've spoken to, and about 60% of those businesses have started to install solar PV. Oh. There are also some sort of bolder measures that we're looking at, alternative energy like gas to power. But at the end of the day, we are engaging with business. We want to build more energy security, have a different energy future in our province, and remain open for business in the Western Cape.
And you're doing such a great job. Helen, as the head of the Green Energy and Unit within the Department of Economic Development and Tourism, can you tell us a bit more about the specific support and advice you offer businesses with regards to energy efficiency and energy security?
Thank you. So the department's Green Economy Unit, together with Green Cape, who are an MPO contracted by the department to help grow the green economy of the Western Cape, we offer a number of free independent advisory services to businesses. These are offered across all areas of the green economy, but specifically in the energy space, businesses are requested to email energy@green-cape.co.za. Some of the specific areas of support that we provide are one-on-one engagements with business CEOs to help them understand the technology options and the business case options around installing PV. In addition, we also have energy sector desks that help businesses to improve their own efficiency and install alternative energy systems. But those sector desks also support businesses in the energy sector.
Okay.
So to unlock barriers, but also to help them find or increase access to market.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of what we call market intelligence reports, which are developed for the green economy. There's one specifically for the energy sector, and that helps the energy sector understand the trends and opportunities moving forward in the space. We've, over the last few years, developed a number of resources, such as frequently asked questions, guidelines around installing rooftop PV and alternative energy systems, and those can all be found on our 110% green website. So that address is westerncape.gov.za/110green. In addition, a key role that we play is helping businesses engage with municipalities.
Mm-hmm.
So provide some of the voice of businesses to municipalities, but also to help unblock regulatory pricing and other barriers that we as government actually create ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, we're busy ramping up our support to municipalities around improving energy security of the system as a whole, which will both help energy sector opportunities, but also improve the energy resilience of the Western Cape economy.
Okay. So if there is business obviously tuned in right now, and if you'd like to WhatsApp me, if you have a question, you want more information, please, our number is 0618621065. Or if you'd like to SMS us, the number is 32158. Keyword, business supply, if you can do that. Helen, if there's one thing that I should do tomorrow to protect my business from load shedding, what would you recommend I do?
While a generator is often seen as an effective immediate response, all signs are that this is a long-term energy crisis.
Yeah.
So in that respect, we would strongly advise businesses to rather consider a rooftop PV system but linked to battery backup storage, which will also be a more cost-effective option in the longer term.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Solly, you've been here early. That's good. I like it. You're on time. Tell me, as head of the red tape reduction unit, and I think this is something that comes up all the time, whether it's an entrepreneur, it's always about the red tape, and it's always that process that you're now going through. Can you tell me a bit more about what this unit is about and what they can do for businesses?
Yeah, thank you, Wayne, and great to be back here. So our red tape reduction unit started in 2011.
Okay.
2011. And the aim was to solve those problems that makes it difficult for businesses to grow and to expand, and to ensure that we have what we call in the trade an enabling environment for businesses to grow and expand.
Yeah.
Now, the cutting of red tape and bureaucracy, that stifles business growth, and it makes it very, very difficult for businesses to expand. And so the Red Tape Unit was established to make it easier for businesses to operate within the Western Cape. And essential part of that is for them to grow and thereby to create jobs. I think Minister Mania said that earlier on, that our business is really to get business to thrive so that they can employ more people. The Red Tape Production Unit uses two specific methodologies or approaches.
Yeah.
The first one is that we address reactive cases. These are cases where we become responsive to people phoning in on our helpline or writing by email to the Red Tape Unit. And then the second part is when we approach proactive cases where we systemically want to change those kind of inhibitors that makes it difficult for businesses to grow. And so any business in the Western Cape or any new potential investor in the Western Cape battling with red tape or the difficulties of doing business can contact our Red Tape Reduction Unit for free assistance and advice to make sure that their business is expanding and growing and that we can help them along.
Yeah. Sorry, I just got a question, a little message here, the WhatsApp that just came through, and this is from someone by the name of Berenice, and she's saying, I'm trying to start a small business for almost 3 years now, and I'm unable to get rezoning from the Knysna municipality. How can we assist her? In which way do we assist her? Do you have an answer?
No. I mean, Berenice can contact our Red Tape Unit, or Berenice can, in fact, send an email to redtape@westerncape.gov.za. She can also go onto the Economic Development and Tourism website, and all of the details are there. But she must please do that so that we can assist her and make sure that the Knysna municipality responds to her query.
Yeah. So if there's anyone else that would like to send us a message, just wanting more information, I mean, the team is here. WhatsApp us at 061-862-1065, or also alternative, if you'd like to SMS us, the number is 32158. The key word is business support. Solly, what are some of the most common issues being addressed by the Red Tape Reduction Unit, and what are the types of challenges you're assisting businesses with currently?
Yeah, when businesses have different and varied challenges. Since we started the unit in 2011, we've assisted over 9,000 cases been logged with the Red Tape Unit, of which we've resolved 87% of those cases. Many of those cases are across spheres of government, like Berenice's case with a local government like Knysna Municipality, but they're also national cases.
Yeah.
So they are varied. But the issues really include things like mostly building approvals, things like building regulations or visa issues, things like permits and licenses, export regulations. So the queries get, there's a long list of them, Or maybe it's just simply people trying to start a new business and they're overwhelmed by all of the stuff that needs to happen. And those are the things that we actually thrive on assisting, and so they can contact us to do that.
Okay. I will be sending the information. Obviously, after the show, you can give me all the email address, because I'm still in contact with Berenice. We'll send that off to her as well. But Minister, maybe you're sitting there. I know you had a long day, and it's all about... besides helping businesses become more energy secure or tackle red tape issues, as mentioned by Solly, in which other ways in the Western Cape government supporting, are they supporting businesses who are facing challenges? Because that's the key word these days. It's challenges in the current economic climate.
We are completely committed to supporting business, and we're doing a lot more. We, for example, have an export advancement program where Westgrow, our public entity, is doing a fantastic job assisting businesses, for example, getting their brands right, getting their products export ready, and then inviting them to go on missions abroad to find new markets for their products. We've got an enterprise development unit, which is also doing great work helping entrepreneurs and businesses, for example, access funding and get their products investment ready, and then also providing them with platforms like the Western Cape Funding Fair, where we can match entrepreneurs with potential funders. And then, of course, we've got our digital economy unit, who have launched our Jump for Business app, which gives entrepreneurs and small business access to information on products and marketing and productivity and the latest market developments, and are also working on skills in the digital environment. So we do a lot more than red tape,
yes,
and energy resilience. But at the end of the day, what my department are absolutely committed to do is to listening to business, learning from business, backing business by being responsive to business and by being open to business, so that at the end of the day, we can continue to grow the economy and create jobs and give hope to people, especially young people who do not have jobs or have given up looking for jobs in the Western Cape.
Yeah. And then one of the things that we did discuss last week also is the fourth industrial revolution, and we kind of have to keep up all the time. And I noticed some of the folks are sending in some messages. Yes, this person does not give a name, but he's saying, interesting subject, need the contact details to support my small business. Where can they go? Anyone, if you can tell us, where can, Solly, do you perhaps know where they can?
Yeah, I think the easiest way to go is to contact us via
Marlon Kruger. Okay.
Yeah. So Marlon can log in on the Western Cape Government website. They'll then find the Department of Economic Development and Tourism and log in onto that site, and we've got all of the information that they need. Our officials are ready to answer them and to respond to their claims, queries. So, yeah, please just do that.
Do you have any last words, Minister?
I think just at the end of the day, to reiterate the message, we really as a department want to convey the message that we are open to business, that we are responsive to business, and that we want to work together with business to grow the economy and create jobs and to give hope to people who do not have jobs in the Western Cape.
Mr. Minister, thank you very much for coming in. Helen, thank you very much. It's your first time?
It is. Oh, it was great. Thanks,
well, Ray. Well done. Thanks. And Solly, thank you so much for coming
Thanks,
in.
Thanks,
well,
much.
We want to wish you all the best, especially the week ahead. And keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you,
Ray. My pleasure. Yeah, we continue with Ashay only here on and having just been some lovely music in the meantime.